You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Now, we are talking about thankfulness in adversity, and today is our final session with our pastor, Dr. Tombala Moto, joining us on the line to speak about living a life of gratitude. Now, we know that gratitude is not just for a moment. It's actually a way of life. And when we commit to practicing thankfulness daily, we shift our mindset, we deepen our relationships, and we also strengthen our faith, whether through journaling or verbal affirmations, acts of kindness. We can make gratitude a habit that transforms the way that we approach life's ups and downs. And so in our final conversation with Dr. Tombala Moto, he'll be speaking to us about how we can cultivate gratitude as a daily habit. Good morning, my pastor. Welcome once again to the Mid-Morning Empowerment.
Yes, good morning. How are you today?
Doing very well, pastor. I hope you've had a good week.
Yes, yes. It has been a good week, so enriching, and It is insightful.
Yes, yes.
Thank you so very much.
Yes, please get us straight into our conversation. We want to talk about simple ways that we can cultivate gratitude as a daily habit.
Yeah, we can use some simple ways to cultivate a gratitude spirit. Some of the ways could include to fill our thoughts with gratitude, first to God and second to mankind.
Right.
To check also our prayers, that our prayers are more of praise to God. We should pray more of praise to God, and then the other things should come secondary.
Right.
And then we can also think of appreciating people genuinely, in thoughts and also in kind. By that I mean those who have done good things, or they are doing some good thing to bless somebody. We catch them doing it. Let's appreciate them.
Yeah.
We can do it verbally, or sometimes we can send even a card or something of that nature. So that could also be one of the activities. The other thing is to keep a journal of activities of praise and affirmation that we may have, so that later you can go back to that channel, and then you will see that it is actually capturing many things that you would not even imagine.
Yes, yes.
Sure.
Beautiful.
Let's see if you have got some other things you can add. Yeah, yeah.
I think that's a beautiful way, and a very simple way, just journaling, keeping a daily record of the things that God has done for you, the prayers that you've offered, that you've uttered, that have already been answered. And even if it's something as simple as God giving you hope in a situation that's not yet resolved, but just to say, you know what, God got me through this day, even though what I was praying for has not yet come to pass, but God gave me peace while I waited. Things like that, I think, are very, very powerful. Now, how can we teach thankfulness to others, especially like children?
So what we may try to do would include, like, we need to be exemplary to our friends. So in the first thing, we want to express a spirit of thanksgiving or gratitude to our friends or to our kids. We need to live an exemplary life. By that I mean our example should be that of gratitude to our children, even to our friends. And some of these traits are easily caught if you practice them. Then let us also observe teachable moments. When we can catch our kids or our friends doing something good, and then we rightly at that very same time appreciate them. That would help to strengthen their muscles of gratitude. It would really be helpful.
Yeah.
And then we need to appreciate them genuinely. When they have done something good, we have to do it, and it should really be genuine. By that I mean, don't just say something which does not exist.
Yeah.
Or something is not real, so that would not be good.
That's true.
Yeah.
True. All right. And then
exactly.
what impact does a grateful heart have, especially on our relationships with one another?
So a grateful heart way goes the wrong way. And many of us have not really felt the full impact of it. A grateful heart will strengthen the relationship mm-hmm. by making people feel loved, by making people feel that they are valued. Mm. You know, when you have a grateful heart, you find that it impacts you as the one who gives, but it also impacts the receiver.
Right.
So in that way, it creates that rapport that is so unique, and it builds trust. Mm. And when that trust is there, you can do a lot more things in a relationship. It also makes people develop a sense of belonging. Mm. They know someone who appreciates them. It's like he's in their circle. And definitely they will be able to open up, to say things, some of the things that you may not have known.
Yeah.
And they would share the good things. They may share even something that is disturbing them. Mm-hmm. Then you may even be in a position to assist or to help. Mm. And I'm also seeing that a heart of gratitude will help people to be resilient,
right.
especially in terms of disasters when things hit or some misfortune hit. When there's that spirit of gratitude, you find that some people can come together with you to lift up your burdens together, and that makes you to pick up quickly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if you can add some things, but I am just suggesting that this could be one of the ways how we can impact our communities through
for sure.
A grateful heart.
Yes, definitely, definitely. Yeah. And then it becomes difficult sometimes, Pastor, when you're going through difficult times, and yet that is the focus of the gratitude that we're talking about this week, being grateful and thankful in the midst of adversity. So how would you say we can remind ourselves to be thankful even when we're going through difficult times?
So it is a fallacy to say that maybe when you're a Christian, it's like everything will be going on well.
Right.
And say that, everything is okay because I trust in God. But the reality is that even those people who trust in God sometimes go through hard days, through different situations. Yeah. So when we focus on our challenges or on our problems, we will not make a headway.
Yeah.
The problems will shield our eyes of hope, and we may not progress easily. So I would suggest that perhaps our focus or our attention should be on God, because God is the source of solutions.
Yes.
So let us remind ourselves to say, yes, I am in this challenge, I'm in this situation, I may not know the way out, but there is somebody bigger than my problem, and
yes.
that is God.
Amen.
And you know, in scripture, it says that Genesis 18 should be verse 14, where the Bible says, is there any situation too big for the Lord?
Mm.
And then the answer is obviously no. Mm. So with that, then, we have that anchor. We have that promise that God is there.
Yes.
He can support us. So we can remind ourselves to be thankful even on hard days, knowing that God will take care of me.
Yeah.
This situation, I don't have a light in the tunnel, but one day that light will come.
Mm.
And that hopeful spirit will work wonders in our lives.
Mm. Mm. Beautiful. And there's no magic potion that can force you to do that. It has to be an intentional action on your part to say, I am intentionally choosing to focus on God rather than my problems. You're not just going to wake up, snap your fingers, and magically you've learned how to do that. You have to be intentional about it, right?
Yes, you have to be intentional. And in fact, it when you have not been practicing it, you're doing it for the first time,
mm.
then you have to start small, like baby steps. But if you are focused and you don't move away from that path,
yeah.
you'll be surprised that later you see you have covered a long long distance, and on the roadside you also see some people emulating your example.
Oh,
so
beautiful.
Yes, it has been intentional.
I love that, and I think it's also important that we start small, like you're saying, even in the smallest kinds of adversities, the little things that frustrate us in our lives, the little things that are inconvenient. If we start with those little things to say, instead of focusing on this little inconvenience, I'm going to praise God. And as our problems grow bigger, or as we start to face bigger problems and bigger situations that are too big for us, it's already a part of our coping mechanism. We've already learned how to not focus on the negative, but to focus on the positive, focus on God, even in the midst of our struggles. If we wait until there's a big disaster in our lives and say, okay, now I must learn to focus on God, that it's doable, but that makes it more difficult.
It makes it very difficult because you have not had that experience. There's no experiential knowledge.
Exactly.
So it becomes difficult. Yeah. Think about Jesus Christ with his disciples at the Last Supper. Mm. He knows that in just maybe hours or within a day, he will be suffering. And yet, he's here eating with his disciples. Eish. You know, he's giving thanks for the food, for the drink, and he is initiating this Passover. Now he's becoming the Lord's Supper. It really shows that the focus was not on the cross that was about to come, but it was on, I feel like that's another powerful example.
Yes. Yo, that's a powerful example. Because you know what? Every time we talk about, for example, the crucifixion, and we think about Jesus' agony in the Garden of Gethsemane, it's almost as if he only realized when he was in the garden, that's when it clicked that, oh, it's almost time. But like you're saying, no, he already knew, even as he was having dinner with his friends, he was already aware of what is around the corner, and yet he was still able to serve and to not make it all about him. He was still focused on his friends. And wow, that's an incredible, incredible example. Thank you so much for that. Sure.
Sure.
Yeah. And then what's one thing, Pastor, as we wrap up, what's one thing that you can start doing today to build a habit of gratitude?
One of the things that you can do, or one can do, is to just try to focus on the positive in life.
Mm-hmm.
By that, it's not ignoring that challenges are not there,
yes,
but the challenges are there.
Yes.
You could always say, this I know with my God on my side,
yep,
I will become victorious.
Amen.
I will go through it. You will give me the grace, and definitely I will make it.
Mm.
You know, there are some situations, they may get away from us, but some of them we may live with them.
Mm-hmm.
Because like you remember Paul, he was saying, he prayed to God because of his eye issues to say, hey, take it away from me. But God said, no, my grace is sufficient.
Mm.
So in some situations, it will mean that we just need to be positive, and that will go a long way. I'm also thinking that a journal will always be a good thing, because it will be like a source of experience when you refer back to what God has done in the past,
sure,
because the past will inform the present. So mm-hmm, if we can have that habit of putting down, oh, this is what I've experienced, this is what I've done, it will also help to strengthen the muscle of gratitude in our lives.
Yeah.
So maybe that could be one of the things, that could be some of the things that we can do. Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much, my pastor. It's been a blessed week. We thank you so much for the time that you've shared with us and your insights on this very important subject in the life of every Christian. Would you close for us for the week in prayer?
Yes, I really want to sincerely thank you for you have considered me to be part of this discussion. I know we have just scratched maybe on top of it.
Yeah, for sure.
We can study and we will learn more. And I want really to appreciate for giving me this opportunity to share these thoughts with our listeners out there.
Amen. Amen.
Let's pray. Our Father, our God, we give you honor and glory at this hour. because we realize you are a God who is interested in our lives. We are so thankful that you are our Savior, that you are our Redeemer. We are so thankful because you always wish us well. We are thankful for you giving us opportunities where we can share your blessings with others. We just want to say thank you for the opportunity of AWR, a radio that is transforming communities, sharing messages of hope. And this is possible through you. And we pray that this ministry will continue to grow. Thank you for Sister Bongi. Keep her, protect her, and always guide her as he manages this ministry that goes in homes that we cannot even imagine. May this day be a great day of blessings in Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Dr. Thumbalamoto, thank you so much for your time. God bless you, sir.
Yeah, God bless you too. Thank you.
Amen.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.